Welcome to your 5 for today. As a child growing up with parents who didn't drive, I remember walking a lot as a family. There'd be the walk to school, a walk to do the shopping, and a walk to different locations on the weekend and during school holidays. We did catch the bus on occasions, and I fondly remember days when the runaround ticket would be used to its maximum effect. To ride on a double-decker bus was a real treat. My parents still don't drive, but although a car owner these days, my love of walking continues. I am part of the Duke of Edinburgh group in school, and we regularly partake in 10-kilometre walks with 14 to 15-year-olds who are aiming to earn the Bronze Award. We walk in Pembrey Country Park, Gower, the Neath Valley and Pembrokeshire. Walking in the Bible is a fascinating Bible study, and for today I'd like us to consider 4 words that are found in the book of Genesis. Enoch walked with God. This description is also used for Noah in the book of Genesis. On the surface, it's a simple description, and I'd like us to unpack it by using 3 words beginning with the letter C. They are character, condition, and company. Our first C is character. There are at least 4 Enochs mentioned in the Bible, but our Enoch is the great, 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 great grandson of Adam, the first man. This Enoch lived for 365 years and was the father of Methuselah, who lived for 969 years. Enoch is one of 2 people mentioned in the Bible who didn't see death. Both Enoch and Elijah were taken by God and were not found. The book of Hebrews in the New Testament tells us that before he was taken, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Would you say that you please God in your day-to-day living? Jesus in the New Testament stated, "I do always those things that please the Father." There's a very great challenge there for us to do likewise. The second C might seem a little strange. It's condition, which I'm using to describe the word walked. Enoch had a relationship with God, that is, a personal relationship. You could say that he was in touch with God. His life was a life of commitment. He would have wanted to please God in all aspects of his life, despite living in a world that would soon undergo the great flood in the time of Noah, as a punishment for not living life as God intended. Enoch was a messenger of God, with a clear God-given message for the people of his day. I mentioned earlier that walking is a fascinating Bible study. Adam and Eve experienced God walking in the Garden of Eden. Paul encouraged New Testament Christians to walk in love, or to live in love, as well as to walk by the Spirit, that is, to walk with God. Just as walking aids are used to help some people stay mobile physically, Christians have spiritual walking aids. These include prayer, Bible study, and fellowship as part of a church community. This again links with the idea of relationship. Our third C is company. We are told that Enoch walked with God. Enoch had fellowship with God. There was a contentment, a closeness and communion which were all familiar. This was a constant endeavour. Enoch's walk with God was in good times and bad times. When walking with others, communication naturally occurs. Conversations flow as you enjoy the open air. Relationships are strengthened, and time truly does fly by. If you have a relationship with God, rest assured that he's with you through the good times and the bad times. So, are you living with God? Are you walking with God? Let me end with some famous words by Mario Lanza. "I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to him. I'll lean on him forever, and he'll forsake me never. He will not fail me as long as my faith is strong, whatever road I may walk along. I'll walk with God. I'll take his hand. I'll talk with God. He'll understand. I'll pray to him, each day to him, and he'll hear the words that I say. His hand will guide my throne and rod, and I'll never walk alone while I walk with God. There's no better advice for us to take note of today. Walk with God like Enoch did, and you'll never walk alone. Thank you once again for listening.